really what we're doing is taking stock of what's going on in the private equity world at a time when it's been declared to be dead by a lot of people.
That's John Morris, assistant managing editor of The Deal. He oversees the publication's private equity coverage. Morris will lead a panel at an upcoming conference in mid-May focusing on private capital. And he talks about it in this podcast. I'm Jason Lopez. Morris says the private equity world is seeing changes in response to the debt crisis and sluggish economy, but it isn't on its last leg.
The middle market held up remarkably well through much of the winter. The activity has slowed down there somewhat. There's still lots of deals getting done on at the smaller end of the scale. And for the mega firms, the big buyout firms, the take privates that had dominated the deal landscape for several years are gone. But now what we're seeing is a wave of bailout investments. So we see the big private equity funds plowing billions of dollars into various kinds of financial institutions that are in trouble. And it's a different kind of investment, but it's one where they see a lot of potential because they're buying at the bottom of the market.
The conference is the Private Capital Symposium 2008, which happens on May 14th in New York. The symposium is an annual event hosted by The Deal.
You know, it's a funny point we're at right now, so it's going to be very interesting to hear the perspective of bankers and private equity people who actually do these deals. We'll have some hedge fund people on there, and we'll have big fund people, big deal people, lower middle market people. So it'll really be a cross-section of perspectives. And again, at this point where there's so much uncertainty and people aren't quite sure where the market's headed, I think it's going to be a particularly interesting conference.
The last time we witnessed a down market, private equity firms stepped in during the tech bust and bought a lot of assets of dot-com and particularly telecom companies. Buying at the bottom of the market, private equity made out well. Morris says that now, in 2008, the opportunities are different.
In this case, it's financial firms. It's banks. It's money transfer companies. It's student lenders. It's people who, one way or another, were relying on the debt markets. And so the targets of the investment are different. And the structures of the investments are different. Last time around, there were a lot of divestitures. And this time around, we're seeing not just that kind of divestiture investment, but we're seeing the private equity firms come in and make bailout investments in the form of large minority investments in these financial firms.
One of the panels is going to be opportunities and priorities in a sluggish economy. You'll be moderating that one. What are we going to find out on this panel, do you think?
Well, I think we'll hear a lot about these opportunistic investments, things that if they aren't bailouts or distressed sales or at least situations where companies are in trouble and their value has declined so that a buyout firm can come in and buy them. We'll also be hearing about overseas investments because that's another place that the big private equity firms that have global reach, they increasingly have been deploying their capital in India and China, and we'll be hearing about that.
Those state-run funds, especially from China and the Persian Gulf region, have invested heavily in major banks, and they've taken positions in private equity and hedge funds. Companies such as Carlyle, Apollo, and Blackstone have taken in investments from sovereign wealth funds. According to Morris, the role of these funds has become crucial and controversial.
A lot of people and politicians have asked, what are we doing selling, not controlling stakes, but selling large positions to entities that may or may not really subscribe to free market values.
Are sovereign wealth funds, though, are they willing to take on greater risk?
Well, I guess that's part of what we'll hear about. On the whole, I think they've taken rather conservative positions. I guess buying into some of the world's biggest banks at this point might seem a little risky, but if where they've invested, it's usually been part of a bigger capital raising. So they're buying in at the bottom of the market
right.
For institutions that aren't going to go away. So I think in a sense that fits with the broader picture of them being relatively conservative.
Another panel, buying distressed, where are the opportunities to be found?
Well, I think we're just beginning to see that now. What always happens when there's a market turn of the kind we've had, it always takes a while for sellers to lower their price expectations. And there's been a lot of complaints out there from private equity firms and other people with money to invest. They've said, you know, they just can't get the sellers to realize that the company isn't worth what it was 6 months or a year ago.
And that's a common problem in almost any kind of sales encounter, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it happens in the real estate. You know, people know in the residential real estate market, when the market turns, homeowners want to hold on to their houses. They can't believe that they've come down in value, or they can't believe that they haven't gone up in value. And I think what seems to be happening really just in the last couple of months, it seems to be a turning point. There are more of these buyout or these bailout investments getting done. The two sides have been able to agree on price.
Deals in the middle market, how do they differ in this climate?
Yeah, the middle market up to $100 million in deal value and even up to $500 million or so. The total value of deals did not drop off that dramatically over this winter. There seems to have been a drop off in the last couple of months, and some private equity sources and bankers I've talked to over the last couple of weeks said they've definitely seen a slowdown in the last 6 to 8 weeks. But for the most part, the lenders for these smaller deals were a different cast of characters, and the big banks, the Citis and the Morgan Stanleys and the Deutsche Banks that lent for the $20 and $30 billion deals, they're the ones who are frozen in place and can't lend anymore because they lent too much and can't sell on the debt. They're stuck with it on their balance sheets. The middle market lenders didn't have that problem, and many of them lent money expecting to keep it on the balance sheets. There hasn't been the same kind of disruption at that level.
Let's talk about some of the keynotes that will be occurring at the conference. Ken Moelis,
head of investment banking at UBS, and went out and started his own advisory firm. He's been in the business a long time. So it'll be very interesting to see, you know, to hear his perspective, particularly now that he's outside a major investment bank and in a primarily advisory role. And we'll also have a keynote interview with Tony James, who's the COO and president and number two at Blackstone. And David Carey, our senior private equity writer, will be interviewing Tony. And that should be interesting, too, because Blackstone went public at the peak of the market last June, right before the credit world froze up. The stock price is roughly half of what it was at the time of the IPO. Tony James and Steve Schwarzman, the chairman and CEO of Blackstone, you know, profess to be bullish on the buyout business, and so it'll be very interesting to interrogate James and hear what he has to say.
John Morris is assistant managing editor of The Deal, where he oversees private equity coverage, as well as other topics like activist investing and merger arbitrage. He will take part in The Deal's Private Capital Symposium 2008, which occurs on Wednesday, May 14th at the Essex House in New York City. I'm Jason Lopez for podtech.net.